The Sonoran Desert in springtime is lush with green. Martha Ames Burgess stalks the wild rhubarb.
You'll see these leathery green rosettes of leaves emerging out of the sands.
We're in Aravaipa Canyon, about 60 miles north of Tucson.
They'll send up a stalk that looks like a stalk of pink celery. Oh, this is rich. Okay. This one has at least 6 or 7 flower stalks, so we know we're not going to heavily impact this plant if we take some of its generous productivity.
Before she harvests, Burgess wraps a piece of her hair around the plant. It's a symbolic offering. She's giving something of herself before she takes from the earth.
My mentor and teacher taught me we don't take without giving. So with thanks to this plant, I'm going to reach my handy-dandy Swiss Army knife down and cut it at the base of that. See, it's almost a raspberry pink streak. I mean, this is good food. It's not just eking out a living.
Burgess is an expert on the plants of the Sonoran Desert.
It's just a matter of short weeks for wild rhubarb, and it's different every season. It depends upon how late the winter rains have been. You sometimes see the foliage emerging in January, and it happens rapidly. When the plant is ready, it's just going to devote lots of its life energy into putting up this flower stalk.
She's originally from Virginia. Her roots go all the way back to an ancestor who was the cook on the Mayflower.
Where would the people of the Mayflower have been if it hadn't been for the native people with their total knowledge of the ways of the land and the fruits of the land? If we change the place that we live, we can become the most connected by understanding how the traditional people of that land have used the land for their food.
In the late 1960s, Burgess moved out to Tucson, and she met a Tohono O'odham elder named Juanita Ahil.
Tohono O'odham are the desert people who have lived in this beautiful part of the Sonoran Desert since, well, time immemorial.
Burgess feels really lucky because Juanita took her on as an apprentice.
Her name for rhubarb pie was Hiwichos Pastira. That's how she said it. You say it. He would just pastir. She'd make me repeat over and over, because that's the way oral history is.
After Burgess gathers about a dozen stalks, we head back to her kitchen in Tucson.
Okay, I'm just going to make little chunks, you know, about 3/8 of an inch, maybe diagonals.
Do you do everything with your Swiss Army knife?
Well, it's just handy.
She's making a desert dessert. She calls it wild rhubarb crisp.
It's like apple crisp with the sweet and tart combination.
If you were to eat this raw, what would it taste like?
Oh, you don't want to eat this raw. It's really tart, but it also has things that you don't want to ingest. It's got oxalic acids that are disruptive to our tissue.
She uses agave nectar to sweeten it.
Technically, it is a sap. It's not a nectar.
She adds a few more ingredients to the filling. Just some things she's got around the kitchen.
Little Pink Lady Wilcox apple. Wilcox is desert grassland east of Tucson. It's a very important place to see sandhill cranes on their winter migration. I'm going to get up my lemon. See how thin the Meyer lemon rind is?
She harvested it from her own tree, and she's been hoarding it since the fall. It's a little wrinkled.
Scrape, scrape, scrape. Oh, that bouquet. So we're going to let that sit, the filling mixture. We're going to put it, the dry ingredients, into a separate bowl.
Wild rhubarb crisp has a crumble topping, and it's made from the usual butter, brown sugar, oats. Burgess also uses flour that's the ground pods of the velvet mesquite tree. She's got one in her backyard.
It's the whole mesquite pod. It was totally dry on the tree. It was to the stage where the pods are rattling right on the tree, like a Japanese wind chime. Mesquite flour is totally gluten-free. It's fabulous, and it's got such sweetness in the complex carbs. Okay, preheated oven is at 350. I'm putting it in. So I'm going to set my little clock. I'll set it for 30 and I'm going to look into it. With so much plenty in our culture, it's like Christmas every day. And you just, you know, pretty soon we're jaded somehow, our senses, our tastes. I have an appetite for being in the desert, being with the desert, understanding it on many levels. I like being an interpreter of nature, helping people see how the earth has been generously used by people in the past and how we can adapt that in our present lives and appreciate nature so much better and actually live with it in a sustainable way. When the rain is right, when the season is providing them with everything they need, it creates windows of opportunity to harvest these gifts. This is not every year we can celebrate with Hiwichir's Pastira.
Wild rhubarb crisp is tasty. I'm Laura Markowitz for Arizona Spotlight.